At npr.org, you can find out how patients and their families can work to help a hospital cut infection rates.
And now, report cards on heart surgeons and hospitals. 15 years ago, New York State was the first to provide the public with rankings of the best and worst in coronary artery bypass surgery. NPR's Patricia Naiman has more.
Researchers wanted to know if the report cards on surgery actually provide useful information for patients. Dr. Ashish Shah headed the research. He looked at hospital death rates related to heart bypass surgery at 33 hospitals in New York.
We found that if you use these report cards by picking the best surgeons or by picking the best hospitals, you can cut your risk of dying from cardiac surgery in half. So that's a pretty dramatically useful thing.
So you'd think patients contemplating serious heart surgery would want to find out a hospital and a surgeon's success rate. That's what Shaw and colleagues at Harvard School of Public Health also thought.
The notion was that the really good hospitals should see a bump in their volume, that patients should start going there more often. We found none of that. We didn't find it early in the early days, in the early 90s after the program came out. And we looked right through the early part of this decade and again found no evidence that the good hospitals saw a bump in volume or that the bad hospitals saw a drop in their volume.
The report cards are available free from the State Department of Health by calling an 800 number or by going to the state's website. The report card looks nothing like a school report card. It's not particularly complicated, but it is long, about 50 pages. It describes how health experts determined death rates for hospitals and surgeons, and it lists all of them. It's fairly simple and direct, but clearly, says Cha, for it to be useful for consumers, it has to get a lot more simple and direct. Joyce Dubow with AARP, which lobbies on behalf of older Americans, couldn't agree more.
Some people are not internet savvy. Some people are not comfortable using the internet. Some people don't have access to it. Some people have health literacy issues. We know older people, for example, like one-on-one counseling.
Dubow says it's really up to state officials to come up with creative ways to get this information out to people who need it when they need it. Researcher Jaw suggests a consumer reports type format. There was one group, Jaw says, who did pay attention to the report cards, heart surgeons. Those who were rated poorly and had the highest patient death rates were 4 times more likely to stop practicing within 2 years of a report coming out. They either retired or moved out of state. Cha says surgeons reported they did so under pressure from the hospital or department chair. The study appears in the journal Health Affairs. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.